Hello, Terry.
Hi there.
Thanks for waiting.
I've got a question about methamphetamine addiction, because I know someone who has that particular situation. When looking into it, I found an awful lot of similarities between that and type 1 bipolar from a neurotransmitter level. A, is that true? And B, is there anything that can be done about the methamphetamine, because it's got something like a 93% relapse rate from conventional treatment?
It's really, really tough to treat. It's actually not our expertise, I would say, at Tahoma Clinic, although I've seen some benefit with some folks just really maximizing their nutritional level. One thing we do, we offer IV therapy at the clinic, and we often use malnutrition IVs or different amino acid or mineral combination, vitamin combinations, which help to restore, some of the imbalances that occur in addiction like that. So oftentimes the B vitamins are just really, really depleted. And by upping that, they have a chance of getting through it if that's, a possibility. But and typically in a situation like that, I use a organic acid test, it's called, which gives me a deeper cellular look at how the biochemistry is doing and what things might be lacking. Especially the amino acids, which are so important with neurotransmitters.
Right.
And it is really difficult. Sometimes we'll recommend going to the Amen Clinic.
Right.
We have one here in Washington in Bellevue. So right. they might be able to give more information on that. But, that's a tough one.
Yeah, in looking into it, like I say, I found that it can take up to 5 years and 93% relapse rate using the behavioral therapy and the more traditional approaches. So it didn't sound too promising. And when I saw that at a neurotransmitter level, it seems like it was dopamine on overdrive, and that it... if there was some way to readjust the neurotransmitter levels, that there might be a chance of coming out of it. But that and the organic acid testing and like you say, the Amen Clinic approach may be the only way out. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that. And hopefully there's some resources near you that can help with that. So thanks for the call, Terry.
Okay, thank you.